beautiful day here in New Rajadan, and if you listen to today's kirtan, we're trying out different bhajan tunes for singing and kirtan as well, and we're also rehearsing or practicing some other bhajans, not Hare Krishna mantra, but acharya songs glorifying Krishna, and that's nice to. We've been spending about an hour in the evening doing that. When we're ready with the first one, then you'll hear a sample of that. Today, Manjari Devidasi is asking, you mentioned deities being installed for various festivals like Durga Devi for Durga Puja and Lord Shiva for Shivaratri, and then thrown into the Ganges as being a bona fide process, but done by neophytes who have no real philosophical knowledge and who differentiate between the Lord and his form. I was wondering how to understand that we're also making Girid Hare Krishna on Govardhan Puja from cow dung, and after the festival we're putting him in the ground. Yes, or we make a rice hill, which is meant to be Giriraj, and then we, or not just rice, but halva, and then we eat him. That's even something else than putting him in the ground. Vaishnav should always consider that the consciousness behind something is always what determines the validity of an activity. The most extreme case is fighting a war. Bhagavad Gita is all about fighting a war in the right consciousness and for the right purpose. When one does something in the wrong consciousness with the wrong purpose, then it's just out and out wrong. So just like war is wrong when done for some material gain and when not done for the pleasure of the Lord. So now here, let's talk about deities. There is a process whereby, and Vaishnava process, whereby deities are installed for a brief period of time, and then they're again asked to leave. In that case, even though the form of the Lord is non-different from the Lord, either for practical purposes or due to lack of realization, devotees may only relate with the deity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he's in that installed condition, and when he's not, they don't. For instance, I've seen Vaishnava acharyas who worship deity very, very strictly for 3-4 hours a day. In the morning they call the deity to enter and accept service in the form of the Lord. They do puja. After the puja, they ask the deity to go. And then they more or less just put the deity into the box along with the paraphernalia as if it were paraphernalia. In other words, it's not treated in the same way as you would expect for the Lord. This is sort of circumstance. Someone's always traveling, moving, is not able to take care of the deity as he really should be taken care of, and then that concession is given that, all right, yome bhakta priyachati, Krishna is looking for the bhakti, and he's willing not to be offended by being clanked around in a box with other deity paraphernalia. In terms of neophyte mentality, or person doesn't really accept the Lord's presence, thinks that rituals and other prayers are required in order to have the Lord manifest within the form. So Jayajitamam Papadyante, still he's a Vaishnava, he believes in the existence of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reality of his form, but only when it's officially called and not otherwise. So the process of worshipping Durga Devi or Kali and so on is done in two ways. One is the proper way, in which we see that these demigods are servants of the Supreme Lord, who is the ultimate and absolute truth, and their worship for a given period of time during a certain festival period, and because people can't afford to continue and maintain the worship all year round, hence the given circumstances. Therefore, they're installed within a particular, and this is you've seen them in Maipur area, clay and straw deities, and at the end they're asked to leave, and then they're placed ceremoniously within the ocean or within a river. That mentality is all right. If the mentality is that I want something from some god, I worship it, and then when I want it, I don't want them anymore, I'm not interested, it's offensive. When the idea is that Durga Devi is just another manifestation of the Absolute Brahman on the same level as Lord Vishnu, and therefore, because ultimately everything that's material is unreal, therefore there's no harm in using the unreal material elements temporarily to represent Durga Devi, but ultimately I'll dispose of her and throw her into the Ganges, because there's no difference between that which is manifest and which is unmanifest. Wrong philosophy, wrong practice, wrong motive. Now, what about us Vaishnavas when we make a deity of Giridhari Krishna on Govardhan Puja Day out of cow dung on a nut board, and he's nicely decorated? So there's the form of the Lord. We don't perform any official installation of him. We just make offering to him. We chant his name. We dance around him. We place Giriraj in his hand. The Lord appears, and he's appearing and accepting service. Yome bhaktya priyachati. Because on this particular day, we want to especially glorify Lord Krishna in ways that we don't otherwise, and therefore knowing that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, treating him just like the Supreme Lord, we put tulsi leaves on his feet without any desire for sense gratification, only in order to enhance the celebration of Govardhan Puja, to increase the worship of the Lord, since you can't bring Radhisham into the middle of the temple room to dance around them, and particularly because we have no deity who's holding his hand up. In other words, we have no Giridhari Krishna for his pleasure, for his service. On this day, we make out of cow dung a Giridhari Krishna, and then when the festival for his pleasure is completed, then we place him nicely into the ground, and because it is not possible to continue worshipping that form of the Lord over a long period of time, it decomposes, falls apart, and so on. And when we place the Lord in the ground, then we pray that he's been pleased by the service that we've rendered to him, by our devotion, by our philosophical approach, by the purpose by which this deity form has been worshipped. So always we try to get the sara. We try to get the essence of things and maintain the essence, even though there the form of things may change. Yome bhaktya priyachati patram pushpam palam. They're all different things. The items are all different. Water is certainly a different thing than a fruit, but still Krishna says, yes, bhaktya priyachati, offer it me with love and devotion. So as long as our service is performed with love and devotion, or our activity is done like that, then it's accepted by the Lord. Another example one can consider is that of installing Lord Anantadev within the foundation of a temple. In other words, here the Lord is now placed into the earth. Just as we're putting Girid Hare Krishna into the earth, we're putting Anantadev into the earth. So, is it the right thing to put God into the ground if that purpose is approved by Shastra and Acharyas, if it's done for his pleasure, and in this case for the service of constructing the temple upon which Krishna will be worshipped, and Anantadev, Lord Balaram, is rendering service like that by being the foundation and supporting such a temple, then it's also acceptable. So the Lord can be worshipped even temporarily, and he can also be placed into the ground. Right purpose, right devotion, right philosophy, and authentic tradition.